The Boy with a Motorbike, narrated by Leo Horn, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Towards the Sun by Manu Seppänen. I don't sit at the back of the bus often, as it's usually noisy there. If it isn't old men drinking booze, it's rowdy teenagers making a load of noise. Buses in the USA are very divided, and you soon learn the rules fast. I don't like sitting at the front either, as it's mostly elderly women with blue hair who sit there. They cling to their bags and stare suspiciously at anyone who gets too close. Instead, I sit a couple of seats behind the back door. It's the right place for me. The bus isn't even half full when it drives out of Port Authority, the biggest bus station in Manhattan. Pretty soon we leave New York and start the journey along the endless highways towards the warmth and sun. It's April, and spring is in full swing down south. In fact, I heard it was so warm in Florida you could mistake it for summer. I put my bag on the shelf so that it's in clear view before spreading my legs and using my jacket as a pillow against the window. Soon enough, the humming of the bus lulls me asleep as we drive down America. The bus comes to a hard stop at a gas station, forcing me awake. Wherever we are, it's pitch black as some people start to disembark the bus. I've had a spare seat to myself for a while, but I guess it's just a matter of time before someone sits down. I try my best to wear a dogged look to put anyone off from sitting down, but I'm out of luck. A tall dude, around 20-something, my age, sits down next to me. He lifts up a big packet, puts it on the shelf above us, and slumps down. He gives me a short nod, and I do the same before straightening my jacket and picking up my book. We're like night and day. Sure, we both have long legs and getting comfortable is difficult, but on the outside we couldn't be more different. I'm white, pale, and blonde. He's dark and has short black hair. The bus starts again, and after a few miles I realize that I've been reading the last few lines over and over again. I put the book away and try to sleep. When I wake up from my slumber, the guy next to me has moved in a little closer. His thigh and elbow are rubbing against mine with every twist and turn of the bus. It's dark outside, nearly night. Over the course of the next hour or so, he cannot sit still. If he isn't fidgeting in his seat, he's retrieving something from his packet. I'm completely awake now. He stands up once again, this time turning round a little, and accidentally places his groin just a few centimetres from my face. It's shining a little through his dark blue sweatpants. The stripes on the side gleam white. I can't help but notice something move under his clothes. A giant dick and pair of balls, no doubt. I can see the whole length of it wriggling down his thigh. A bulge appears where the tip of his dick keeps on getting bigger. I get a hard-on at once just by watching his serpent pulsate while he rummages around up there. He's obviously looking for something. A moment later, he stretches his hand up, pulling his t-shirt, and reveals his stomach. A trail of small black hair rides down his navel. His package is shaking and pumping around, seemingly taking on a life of its own.